Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Thursday, the 11th of July. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. Title sponsor of everything, Zaslow Show 2.0. None of this is possible without the best accident attorneys around. You're dealing with a personal injury, you get the money you deserve. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. It is the summertime. Things are slow. It's July. We're still doing great shows. And Bet Online, still your number one source for all your sports betting needs this summer. Baseball, golf, soccer, all the top fights in UFC, MMA, boxing, WWE, every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And then when the game's over, you head on over to BetOnline's online casino, get in on a game of blackjack, poker, maybe unwind with one of over 150 slot games. Head to the BetOnline website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here. So, fun show planned today. Our homegirl, Joy Taylor, is going to stop by the show today. I told you, we're going to start doing some more NFL on the show now that we're less than 2 weeks away from training camps getting going. So, we'll talk some NFL with Joy. We'll see what else she's got going on. You're going to love that. All right. We always love when she's a very busy girl. We love when she stops by. Now, it's also important. Oh, and today's Thursday. That means we got Zaslow Show 2.0 mailbag. Got a few mailbag questions to address for you guys. I put out the bat signal in the morning. And so we got a handful of questions here that I like, and we'll get to you guys coming up. Now, it's also important for me to note that I work at ESPN Radio now. I'm not on today. I'm on again tomorrow at noon. But it's important for me to note, today's the day of the year. Tonight's the ESPYs. And today's the day of the year where I feel like normally the ESPYs is the day after the All-Star break, right? On Black Wednesday, I guess that's next week, but the ESPYs is tonight. Anyway, today is always the day on ESPN, on TV, but especially on ESPN Radio, where they do the fundraising all day long. V Foundation, Jim Valvano, the very first ESPYs like 30 years ago, many years ago. All the money, 100% of the proceeds go to cancer research. They're doing that all day long. I tweeted out a link. If you go to ESPN Radio, if you listen at any point during the day, that's the entire day. It's all the coverage. So all the money goes to cancer research, the V Foundation. And of course, everybody remembers. My favorite part about today is we get to rehear or rewatch they play. And I used to do this when I was on 790 a ticket. Every time this was the day of the year, I would play back the Jim Valvano speech. What a speech. He was so sick at the time. You remember he had to be helped up the steps there by Dick Vitale, who of course is going through it right now. Mike Krzyzewski had to help him up and down. He was barely able to walk, and he was so sick. And Jim Valvano, he stood up there on his own and gave a fiery, vibrant speech for around 12 or 13 minutes, and it was funny, and it was loving, and it was meaningful and impactful. It's the greatest speech. If you're a Zaslow Show 2.0 listener and you are young and you don't know what I'm talking about, please just either listen to ESPN Radio throughout the day they're playing it, or you go online, you go to YouTube and Google Jim Valvano speech. It is the greatest speech. So today's a great day to donate for cancer research. ESPN Radio do a really great job. And you know, earlier today, you're listening right now in the future. All right, that's how it goes. I'm in the past. No spoilers. You're listening in the future. So go back and you can listen on demand, either ESPN Plus or wherever you get your podcast. Same place you get Zaslow Show 2.0. You can go back and listen to Greeny or watch Greeny. Amber Wilson is hosting Greeny today on camera as well. So if you want to go back on the ESPN Plus app and you can watch it as well, she's hosting today, which is great because she's a cancer survivor. She tells her whole story. And so having someone, I was listening to Unsportsmanlike with my pals Evan Cohen and Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty. They're wall to wall with, you know, raising money for the V Foundation. And boy, Evan did a terrific job, you know, engineering that whole thing. That is not an easy show to do. And then you get someone who has been through it and experienced and survived cancer, also had the heartbreak of cancer as well. So I have an Amber hosted today from 10 a.m. to noon earlier today from whenever you're listening right now to Zaslow Show 2.0. I highly recommend watching it, listening to it. I'm looking forward to going back, you know, later on in the day today and checking that out as well. So it's a real honor for everyone to be a part of that. So go check that out. It's a really important day on ESPN Radio. And make sure you watch or listen to the Jim Valvano speech. It is that good. All right. So we got fun stuff today. We're going to have Joy Taylor coming up. But look, let's get right at it here, all right? I want to have plenty of time for Joy. Let's get this Zaslow Show 2.0 mailbag. All right. So here's what we got today. Let's start out with, got a couple questions here. And again, every Thursday, you know, I'll put the question out, or not the question, but I'll put the bat signal out early in the morning, see if we can get some good questions. And we got a few. So let's get after here. First question here. This is from Luke. And Luke says, Zaslow, favorite fast food joint? Excellent question. I like these kind of questions. They don't have to always be about sports. So Luke says, favorite fast food joint? I got to tell you, I'm a Wendy's guy. Wendy's, I know people get crazy about this, that McDonald's has the best fries to me. Wendy's has the best fries. Now, they're not always cooked right because sometimes, you know, you get bum-ass cooks there in the Wendy's. They don't care. And the fries, you know, come out maybe a little bit too burnt, a little bit too cooked. When Wendy's fries are prepared properly, best fries in the biz. And Wendy's burger, the square burger. Oh, and of course, when you're in college, what was the go-to? Number 5, spicy chicken sandwich. Wendy's, to me, that's my favorite. That's my go-to. I'll tell you what. What's second? It's a distant second, but second for me might be Arby's. Might be Arby's. Number one, favorite fast joint for me, fast food joint, Wendy's. All right, this next question from my man Nick's Hex. After that intense run the Florida Panthers had, Are you enjoying the summer slowdown in the sports world, or are you counting down the days until football? Excellent question. I'm not exactly counting down the days until football, but I'm not enjoying the slow part of summer. I am super grateful that we had the Panthers because the Heat had the early exit and the Heat have done jack shit in free agency. So I'm super grateful that the Panthers were able to take us into mid to late June with their Stanley Cup championship. Yes, it was the most intense shit. It was the greatest sports fandom joy of my life, the Panthers winning the Stanley Cup. It was, true story. So I'm not exactly counting. It's a little bit of a middling answer. I'm not exactly counting down the days until football, but I am not enjoying the dog days here of July. And by the way, gets worse next week when the Major League Baseball All-Star Game comes. Next week's even rougher. Then after that, we start to get this thing going. No, I want football to get here already. I'm ready. Sir John Card, he says, Zaslow, I know you're busy making that ESPN money. Super cool. Get that bag. But what's the future hold for It's Still Real to Me? I always love a good preview slash recap of the PLEs. That's premium live events for those uninitiated. Also, do we know why SummerSlam is so earlier this year? August 3 means competing with Olympics. All right, I'll take the second part first. I don't think there's any real reason. I don't know why SummerSlam is so early, except for my answer would be there's no PLE in July. There's nothing this month. So, and that'll happen every now and then. And it still ends up being 12 PLEs for the year because sometimes you have a PLE the very beginning of the month and then one at the very end of the month. But I don't believe there's a PLE this month of July. So if there's not going to be one for a month, you want to have the next one be super early. So that's my only rationale. I don't know if it's right. That's the only thing that I can come up with. The first part, though. All right, making ESPN money, that has nothing to do with episodes of It's Still Real, to me, not being pumped out as much as you would want. The first reason is my man Joey, he's way too busy with work, so he's taking at least a hiatus for now from doing It's Still Real to Me, which is fine. That's my guy, all right? Totally cool. So number one, I'm doing it on my own now, so that's going to slow down the process a little bit, but mainly the reason is I have to be able to find the time. Like, for instance, Money in the Bank was this past Saturday night. I'm not going to do the reaction right afterward. I would like to do it the next day. But then the very next morning, I was on ESPN Radio doing Best Week Ever from 7 to 10 a.m. And then the day just gets away from me. So it's about finding the time to do it. But also, let me also assure you, things are on the horizon for It's Still Real to Me. I promise. Trying to get a few things finalized, trying to lock in a couple things. I do have and by the way, I'm still putting out episodes, all right? But we're going to take it to another place, which I think is going to be a lot of fun and really great for everybody, really great for me, really great for you. That's on the horizon, hopefully in the fall. Hopefully we're just a couple months away from that. I do have a plan for It's Still Real to Me. I am working on it. And if the plan works out, which I think it will, if the plan works out, it's going to be really, really good for everybody. So, yes, thank you very much for asking. This next question here is from Jacko asks, Zaslow, with Kawhi Leonard essentially being asked to leave Team USA, is he done? All right, excellent question. So we saw that it wasn't just a Kawhi Leonard / LA Clippers decision that Kawhi Leonard is now off Team USA and he's been replaced by Derek White. Part of the reason the replacement came so fast was this was a Team USA decision. It was in conjunction with Team USA. They did not like his workouts. They did not look like what his knee looked like. And they came to this conclusion together. Essentially, Team USA told him, we don't like how you look. We need your roster spot. We're replacing you, all right? So is Kawhi Leonard done? I think the Clippers wish they gave the Kawhi Leonard contract to Paul George. I think the Clippers moving forward are in very big trouble. And yeah, like I mean, I don't have any trust in Kawhi Leonard. He's the worst superstar ever. The worst. And, you know, it's one thing to never be available. It's another thing to never be available and give off no semblance of giving a shit. Now, that doesn't mean that he doesn't give a shit. but he gives you no reason to believe that he does give a shit. So is Kawhi Leonard done? I think Kawhi Leonard as a big-time player is done. Yes. And finally, one more here. This is from Phil. And then we're going to get to Joy Taylor. This is from Phil S.I. He says, Zaslow, where do you rank Rhea Ripley right now among the women's wrestlers in WWE? Excellent question. I have her number one. Number one. Now, I've said many times, I think Charlotte Flair is the greatest female wrestler of all time. I don't think it's particularly close. I'm looking forward to whenever Charlotte returns. But right now, Rhea Ripley, the last I saw, and this was in the middle of the day yesterday, her return to Monday Night Raw this past week, across all social platforms, had gained 80 million views. Holy shit, that's so massive. And I will tell you, while Rhea's great in the ring, she could go. She's not Charlotte Flair in the ring. Charlotte's the greatest. But I don't think Charlotte has ever had that massive storyline the way that Rhea does right now. This storyline for Rhea, Rhea and Dom, Rhea and Liv, this storyline is the tits. Charlotte has not been a part of a storyline this big. So Rhea definitely has that on her. Right now, she is the tops, Rhea Ripley. I love her so much. And that right there is another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0 Mailbag.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 brought to us by the official beer of the program, Johnny Cuba. European roots with that Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny. You go to johnnycuba.us. You can use the Johnny locator. Find the nearest Johnny to you. And again, make sure you always drink responsibly. And of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. Joining us now is our homegirl, the queen, Joy Taylor, here with us. All over the place. She's got all kinds of shows. Of course, Speak on FS1. Her new podcast with Taylor Rooks, Too Personal. Joy, tell me how the podcast is going.
Podcast is going great. I will say it's been a learning curve not doing sports. Like, the biggest difference in doing like culture, relationships, entertainment, whatever from sports is like, no one thinks that you're actually giving Pat Riley advice, you know, when you say something that the Heat should do. No one receives it as that, not even Pat Riley. But, like, if you say, hey, you know what? I don't really like movies for first dates because I want to get to know the person. And a movie's kind of like it's a good, like, third date. Then everyone's like, fuck you. Why are you giving me relationship advice? It's like, no one said you have to do that. I'm just saying that's my preference. It's like a interesting thing. It's a very big difference from sports, but we're having a great time. We love it. And I'm at Hughes right now for me and MJ's show, Like a Girl, which premieres on August 21st on Fuse. So we are doing our last shoot for that today.
I mean, I thought we were getting edgy on our show on Zaslow and Joy back on 7. I think when we're doing just the tips, and we're getting pushback from management. The two of you girls, I mean, you're answering all kinds of sexual questions.
I don't think so. I haven't really gotten into sex. I think we were way more edgy on Just the Tips. Actually, Just the Tips got us in trouble because we took it too far, I guess. Or the listeners did.
What was the incident that we took it too far? Like, I know we were always towing the line.
I know.
But...
Oh, we love to toe the line. I mean, the question that eventually got just the tips.
You remember?
Yeah, of course. These are poor memories. I know exactly what it was because it did really well, and it did in fact too well.
What was it?
So a guy, of course, asked for advice on how to have a threesome, and I gave them really very clearly good advice.
And we talked about that on the show?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't give a fuck. We were doing whatever.
Oh my God. I how do I not remember that? I do not remember that. Was Romberg with us? Was it the three of us or was it just you and me?
Of course. Of course Romberg was with us.
I do not remember this. And that's what kind of put it over the edge?
Yeah.
Do you miss doing radio? I mean, TV's its own thing, obviously, but you know, it's not radio. Do you miss doing radio?
I do. I love radio. You know this. Radio has like even different from podcasting because it's live, and especially local radio. Like local radio has this real cult. I mean, people still ask me about our show. It's been like what, like almost 8.5 years since we did our show.
It's been a little more. Yeah, it's been like 8.5 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I still get asked about the show all the time.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's great. Like even people that live in Miami or live here, a letter from Miami that used to listen. Anytime I go to Miami, people bring it up. It's all the time. So that to me, I mean, obviously we did an all time great show together, but that to me like also just tells you like how much of a part of like morning specifically routine radio is for people like driving into work, and like you feel like you get to know us. And obviously you were like really getting to know us because we're just doing this show.
Oh my God. So, we were kids. We were like kids.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So that like, it's fun. I miss that part of it. And like, also now you can really like have relationships and like friendships with listeners. You can't do that now. People are nuts. Like, and social media has become such a terrible place that even like people that you like, you know, watch the show and are supportive, like you got to sift through all this bullshit to even get to people like that genuinely support and like the show to talk to them. So that part sucks also because it's harder to like, I love talking to fans and I love talking about sports and I love talking about, you know, all kinds of stuff. But it's really hard to have like real conversations with listeners and viewers now.
You know, in a couple months, 790 Tickets coming up on 20 years since the inception. 20 years in two months? Yeah, in 2 months from now.
It's crazy.
20 years. Crazy.
I know. I mean, I graduated high school 20 years ago.
And they flushed that shit right down the toilet. Just flushed it right down the toilet like it was nothing. Terrible. 2 months
changes.
From now, 20 years. Yeah. We'll get right back to the conversation, guys. But first, I want to tell you, if you're thinking about getting a new car, I'm sending you to the only car dealership I personally endorse. Yeah, I'm talking about North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, we're talking an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model. You are sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Plus, all new Subarus and most pre-owned vehicles come with a lifetime warranty, so you know that you're covered. Hey, maybe you just want to get your current vehicle serviced. Luckily for you, did you know that at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, they service all makes and models? That's right. So either way, you're going to be treated like royalty when you go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. And with prices less than many of those small shops, you can service with confidence at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. You're getting an exceptional experience every time you walk in the showroom doors at that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You know which one I'm talking about. It's that beautiful building. You could see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the only car dealership I endorse here on Zaslow Show 2.0, and that's because I want to make sure you guys get the best deal around. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. Joy, we're really close to NFL training camps. That means I get to start incorporating some NFL topics. It's such a slow time of the year right now. Like this July, Thank God for the Florida Panthers, where it took us down here so deep into June. Best night of my life, Florida Panthers win the Stanley Cup. But now in July, it's such a nothing. There's nothing happening. And the Miami Heat have literally done nothing in free agency. So there's really nothing. We get to start incorporating all the NFL stuff. So if I would ask you for your top NFL storylines going into the season, the first ones that come to mind are what?
Yeah, July is brutal.
So bad.
July is brutal. Well, first of all, I mean, obviously, I think Aaron Rodgers and the Jets are.
I think it's number one. I think it's number one, second straight year.
They're once again the top story. Aaron, you know, and I don't care about him missing the little mandatory mini camp. But it's always like something with him.
He used to be so. Joy, you go back like 6-7 years ago, he was like so likable, and now you can't stand him. I mean, he's awful.
We should all know less about each other is really the line for that. But he wants to be everywhere. Like the victimhood thing with Aaron is what's interesting to me. Like, you do all of this media. You do all of these interviews, you commit to these podcasts and these shows, and then you're like, why is everyone talking about me? It's not like you're Kawhi Leonard, you know, like you used to be that, but like now you're everywhere. So like, of course it's going to talk about it. Then you go to New York. So yeah, I think the pressure, like on the pressure meter, I think the Browns are up there. Like what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson? Is he ever going to be like a functioning NFL quarterback again? The Jets, so the Browns. I love the Texans. I think the Texans are so interesting because they kind of feel a little bit like the Bengals in Joe Burrow's second year. And so I really want to see what the Texans do. I mean, honestly, going into the season, Tua and his deal and everything that's going on with that is something that we're talking about. Dak Prescott, obviously the Cowboys are always in that conversation. I think Jalen Hurts, how's he going to bounce back from like that Super Bowl hangover last year? Josh Allen and the Bills, are they going to be any good at all?
That's a big story to me. Josh Allen and the Bills, one of the top storylines to me.
Yeah, Josh Allen, we talked about it today or yesterday on the show. I think like we've talked about Josh Allen being the MVP like every year since he got good. But this year, I think, especially storyline-wise, if they're good, it's going to be because of Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And like, he could be a really, not a sneaky, but like, this could be the year he actually wins the MVP, because if they're good, it's going to be because of him.
Yeah. If they're good, it'll be because of him. If they're bad, it's not necessarily because of him.
Right. Right. Which is kind of works in his favor. But speaking of that, the Bengals, you know, Joe Burrow is coming off of injury. We expect them to be great again, because all they do is go to the AFC Championship game of the Super Bowl if he's healthy. So is he going to stay healthy for the whole year? Russell Wilson and the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson coming off of an MVP year that everyone didn't really think was like that impressive. And then obviously kind of a disappointing end to their season based off of, you know, being a two-time MVP. I think I can't wait for the season to be here. There's like, we haven't really even mentioned that many NFC teams. There's so many storylines this year.
Now, a couple of nights ago, you were at the Netflix premiere, right? For the new show Receivers. They did Quarterback last year. You got to watch some of the episodes or the premiere episode?
They actually showed us episode 5 because that episode featured all of the players from the season.
So who are they?
It's Davante Adams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, George Kittle, Debo Samuel, and Davante Adams, Justin Jefferson.
And is it good?
It's really good. It's really good. It's interesting. Like, the Davante Adams, Aaron Rodgers relationship is like, they're extremely close. And we give James Jones on our show a hard time because he's always defending Aaron Rodgers, because they're very close. And it's funny, I said to him, like, in the meeting, I was like, damn, y'all really love Aaron Rodgers. Like, for somebody who has become extremely unlikable to a lot of people, y'all really love him. Like, you must.
But, like, does James Jones
relationship with him?
Well, does James Jones say that, like the guy that we're seeing now, was he that guy or was he a different guy?
I think it's like they know him differently, if that makes sense.
So maybe he was different.
Yeah, but also maybe he's different to them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe he's not peddling his, you know, conspiracies to them when they're having bro dinner. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they're just talking ball and family and stuff. And I don't know. Like, it's such a weird time, like, in society. It's such, because we're all so divided on so many things that it's become difficult to, like, stay friends with people depending on what comes out of their mouths, you know? And I think when it comes to sports in the locker room, particularly the locker room, so many times I've heard guys say, like, look, the locker room is just a different place. Like, we don't talk about, we talk about a lot of things, but at the end of the day, we're teammates. So even if we disagree completely on something, we go out onto the field and compartmentalize that. And I think that that creates these kind of different relationships. You know what I mean? Cause it's the only way that I can, like, in my brain, quantify those type of things. I'm not really built like that. Like, if you fundamentally don't believe that I deserve the same human rights that you do, I'm sorry, I don't fuck with you. You know? Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're going to do about that. Like, it's not, I don't care about all the other things that we have in line. I'm not going to be able to move past that.
Yeah, but if I'm doing a show with you, if I'm doing a radio show with you, and you beat up women, I'm probably not going to want to work with you.
Yeah. And then I'm going to have to take it to that extreme. Like, it just fundamental beliefs about, like, society and culture and like, you know, do you deserve to, you know, have the same access to healthcare that I do? And, like, just all the things that we argue about all day. I think when it comes to locker rooms, there is just this sort of unspoken thing that there's a really, the lines across before I really truly won't even want to play with you is so far. So I don't know that's how James or Devontae feels, but there's an interesting moment. You can see it all the episodes are up now on Receiver.
Oh, okay.
So we watched episode 5 at the premiere. It's brilliantly done. Like, they do such a good job with the show. But episode 5, Devontae, it's they show the Jets Raiders game. And Devontae and Aaron have a long dinner the night before the game or the weekend, that weekend, whatever, and catch up. And they're just on the field talking about it, which I thought was interesting. Because it's just, Aaron Rodgers is such an, he's such a strange celebrity, you know? Like, he has all this like cult following in different spaces that he didn't used to have. And he's hard to cover for me because he's such a great player. And then there's so much personality that he's introduced us to.
He seems like a huge asshole. I mean, let's just be honest.
I mean, I don't know him. I don't agree with a lot of the things that he says and does. And I don't really like anybody that thinks they're the smartest person in the room. Like, I'm interested in conversation. There's things I know that you don't know. There's things you know that I don't know. But at the end of the day, why are you talking at me, you know, about a topic that you genuinely do not know anything about, if we're being serious? Like, I blanketly write people off as soon as they start talking to me about something I know they fundamentally don't know anything about. When did you go to medical school?
He watched YouTube. Come on. He watched YouTube.
If the answer is never, please kindly take this conversation to anyone that cares, because I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't care what you think. There's nothing you could say to me that would convince me that you're the person I should be getting medical advice from. Especially when I have a dear friend who is a medical doctor that I could just call or text anytime. So there's no reason I would come to you for that. There's probably things I would come to you for. Like, if I want to know how to play the quarterback position at a high level, I would come to you for that. Or if I want to know, you're, say, like, an electrician, like, I want to know how to do this wiring, like, you would be the person I would come to for that. Or, like, I don't know, like, you drive an 18-wheeler. I have no idea how to do that. I can, you know, I stick to my Tesla. Maybe you have some tips. I don't know, whatever it is that you do, but what you are not is a medical doctor. So I don't care about that. So I think that there's like, this is these things about him that make it difficult in any part of our job. There's a separation of art and artist. Like, what I think about him with the Jets has nothing to do with his, like, who Aaron Rodgers is as a personality. What I think about him with the Jets is, Jets haven't been to the playoffs since 2010. I have no idea what Robert Saleh is as a head coach. Like, if you swear you do, like, good for you, because I don't know. Maybe he's a good coach. I know he's a good defensive coach. As a head coach, I have no idea what he is. They've been dysfunctional and bad before he was there, since he's been there. And I don't think it's all his fault. You need a quarterback to win. But I think you could have had, like, a decent backup quarterback, you know? Like, the Browns managed to win with Joe Flacco and five other quarterbacks. Like, what's your excuse? How does Mike Tomlin do this every single year? You know what I mean? I mean, he's a Hall of Fame coach, but, like, people win with backup quarterbacks. Like, it's not – it is possible.
Yep.
Especially if your team is that good. So, you know, I don't know what Robert Saleh is. I know the Jets are not a team that has any cultural identity. And I don't know. The last time we saw Aaron Rodgers play a full season – he didn't throw for more than 300 yards that entire year. They missed the playoffs. He played kind of bad in the game that they needed to win against the Lions to make the playoffs. And that was 18 months ago.
My biggest example is Deshaun Watson was a top-tier quarterback. He was away from football for 2 years, and now he fucking sucks. Aaron Rodgers is 40 years old, coming off a major injury. He's been away from football for 2 years. I think he's going to stink.
That's the other part of it, is that he's 40 years old. He's going to be 41 midseason. And he's coming off of an Achilles injury, which, when did the
We thought Marino's career was over when he tore his Achilles 30-some-odd years ago.
Achilles, like, when did the Achilles injury become, like, hitting your funny bone? People, like, it's an Achilles. It's the same thing with Kirk Cousins. I'm like, you guys. He's coming off of an Achilles injury. Like, it's the worst thing you can do, basically. Like,
it used to be considered the worst injury, the worst.
Right. Like, other than your neck, right, or your head, obviously, the Achilles is the worst thing. Like, it takes the longest to come back from. It's really, really hard to trust your body again. And so, like, we're disregarding the 40, going on 41. We're disregarding the Achilles injury. We're disregarding the time away from the sport. And we're disregarding that the last time you did play a full season, you weren't really good. So I think there's just a lot of factors when it comes to that, that it's getting really overlooked because there's all the personality stuff that everybody thinks it's about. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just looking at all these facts that if his name wasn't Aaron Rodgers, we slotted anyone else in there, it would be reasonable for us to be curious about how it's going to look. And Deshaun Watson is a good example. And Deshaun wasn't even off for injury.
Right.
So, like, and he's younger. So, I don't know. It's going to be really, really interesting to watch. And if nothing else, they're going to give us storylines, which I always appreciate. So,
sorry to break up the conversation, you guys, but I want to make sure that you got the best homeowners insurance out there. And that's why I direct you to Brunt Insurance. I've been getting my homeowners insurance from Brunt Insurance for about 10 years now. And I keep going back. I keep going back. I keep renewing because I know I have the most comprehensive coverage out there, and I'm getting it at the most affordable rate there is. You know, some of you guys, you're listening now on the west coast of Florida. God forbid you got some damage to your home because of the storm yesterday. Brunt Insurance, 954-589-2204, or you go to bruntinsurance.com. And yes, anywhere in Florida, Brunt Insurance has you covered. They have locations all throughout the state. So you could be calling from Pensacola or all the way down to the Keys and beyond. Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance, his fully licensed staff, they have the expertise, they have the experience, they know what area you're calling from. So they're going to know exactly what type of coverage you need, what kind of policies you have to make sure you have. Hey, that also includes trailers and motorhomes. Let the team at Brunt Insurance help you learn more about your policy options so you're making an informed decision that's not going to keep you up at night. And you don't even have to own your home. Renter's insurance, condo insurance, all the options out there. It could make your head spin. Brunt Insurance specializes in making the confusing crystal clear. When you call 954-589-2204, you're making the right call. Bruntinsurance.com, the only insurance agency that I'm going to send you to. We both agree, Jets, Aaron Rodgers, number one storyline going into this season. We're very close. Troy, I'm going to let you go here first, though. Have we seen any new movies? And what are we watching right now? Have you finished Netflix or are you watching stuff still?
I really have not had a lot of time to sit down. I'm a couple episodes behind on Game of Thrones, which is very sad because
House of Dragon. That's,
Game of Thrones 2 is the official name.
It's so good. I haven't watched this week's episode yet. I hear it's the tits. Some shit went down. I haven't watched it yet. It's so good.
Yeah, I've been avoiding online spoilers, but I'm going to watch the next two episodes. I'm also watching Bridgerton and I'm watching Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders. MJ Acosta Ruiz is a judge, so she's in the first two episodes, which was cool. And I'm going to watch Sprint on Netflix.
What's that?
In preparation. It's their docuseries on the sprinters. So in preparation for the Olympics, which I'm very excited about.
Okay.
And what else am I watching? Oh, I just started, this is not a new show, but I just started Mayor of Kingstown, which is really good.
That's with Jeremy Renner?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to watch that. It's good?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Okay.
I like it. I was getting my hair done the other day and we binged a couple episodes. It's good. So I'm dabbling in a bunch of different spaces. I'm also reading books. So, you know. With the 2 minutes I don't have scheduled in my day.
Okay. All right. You're all over the place, Joy. Tell everyone how they could see you, how they could hear you, all that good stuff. Go ahead.
Speak on FS1 weekdays, 4:30 p.m. Eastern. And you can catch Too Personal. It comes out every Wednesday. So go subscribe to our YouTube page. That's my podcast with Taylor Rooks.
You tell Taylor Rooks I say hello. You tell her I say hello.
I will tell Taylor you said hello. Yes. And Alex Curry, of course. And then MJ and I have our show Like a Girl season 2 premiering August 21st on Fuse. We will have more information and stuff coming out over the next couple weeks, but that's the premiere date. We have a lot of great women on the show this year. It's a really, really cool show. I'm really proud of it. So I'll come back on with you before to give a few more details about it, but it premieres August 21st. So, and you can follow me on social, Joy Taylor Talks.
All right. Excellent job, Joy. Get back to work.
Thanks, Ed.
Excellent job by Joy. She's killing it. She's everywhere. She gave you all the things that she's doing right now. I can't listen. We'll be here forever. But obviously, you love Joy. We love having her on the program. Really great job out of her. You guys know what time it is. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by Caneswear in Davie. Caneswear is where you get all the big deals. They moved their location, actually, a few months ago, but same plaza, same great experience, even bigger selection. Stop by Caneswear in Davie, 2655 South University Drive, just south of 595 on the west side of University. You're looking for all your Miami Hurricanes gear? Season's only a month away, that's right. 1 month away, Canes at Gators. You got to pick up your new Hurricane gear. But also, we're talking Stanley Cup champion Florida Panther gear. New items coming in every day to Caneswear for the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. Miami Heat, how about your Inter Miami gear? Caneswear is the spot. Miami Fan Shop, all your hats, t-shirts, and more for all of your favorite local sports teams. Caneswear is the spot. South Florida Sports Fans Shop for all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? So I thought this was interesting yesterday. On Pardon the Interruption, here's Tony Kornheiser. You know, Cooper Flagg, he's going to be enrolled at Duke. He's going to play his freshman season there. Number one rated prospect in the country. All right. He's probably going to be the number one overall pick in the draft. He's white. All right. And that's a big deal because here's Tony Kornheiser talking about some of the struggles that Cooper Flagg may face, similar to Caitlin Clark.
Result of this. Look, he was the number one recruit, as you told you. And it's a big deal that he's going to Duke. But let's get to the real facts of this, okay? Because he's going to Duke and because he is a white player, assumptions are going to be made. statements are going to be thrown out there. That is the nature of what we're dealing with here, as it is with Caitlin Clark. I hope he is a great player, but the pressure on him will be enormous. You and I talk about this on air and off air. Will there be a great white American basketball player again, sort of like Larry Bird? And if there is, will he be allowed to just be a basketball player, or will these cultural notions overwhelm him?
At first, right. I hope this kid has the stomach for this, Tone, with parents who can help and teammates who can help. But, Tony, this is a real thing. People don't really want to get into it with Caitlin Clark. This is new. It is newer to women's sports. But there won't be that same reluctance and reticence when it comes to Cooper Flagg and Duke.
All right, I'm going not a big deal, because I don't think that it's going to be the same kind of treatment as Caitlin Clark. Obviously, him being white, and if he's going to be the number one overall pick just like Caitlin, that's a lightning rod. But Caitlin Clark is essentially being tasked with the reason that women's basketball is on the scene now and helping grow the WNBA. Cooper Flagg doesn't have to do anything like that. Cooper Flagg has to go out there and be a really good basketball player. So I'm going not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal, yesterday on ESPN, here's Seth Greenberg. I think this was on First Take. Seth Greenberg, ESPN college basketball analyst, former college basketball coach. Here's Seth Greenberg on Bronny James.
When you look at this big picture, what is your reaction to what we've seen out of a very, very small sample size from Bronny?
I don't have a reaction. He's the 55th pick in the NBA draft. All right? We're evaluating him like he's a lottery pick. What he is a guy that, you know what, he's an if. He's probably the biggest if in the draft. Look, terrific kid, 6'1", 2 guard, high basketball IQ. All those things are great. He's going to end up playing in the G League. This is a great story. It really is. Having a chance to play with his dad, I'm sure he'll have a couple games where he'll get on the floor. He's not Ken Griffey Jr. He's the 55th pick in the draft. That's who he is. Great kid. Will he end up an NBA player? Who knows?
Yeah, I'm going not a big deal, because Seth's right. And Seth's been steadfast on that opinion. Like, he's had really strong opinions about Bronny not being an NBA player. And, yeah, like, last night, Bronny, so that was Seth Greenberg from this morning, it must have been. Bronny James had 3 points last night. I saw a little bit of it because the Lakers were playing the Heat and it was on ESPN. But this is not an NBA player. I'm sorry. And Seth Greenberg has been keep it real. Seth Greenberg's been keeping it real, so I'm going not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. Yesterday, Freddie and Harry, ESPN Radio, every weekday, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Here's Harry Douglas. Excellent job talking about what a disgrace Oklahoma State head football coach Mike Gundy's comments were about DUI.
I am now convinced in 2024, people are getting dumber by the year. I really am convinced by that, because for a head coach in college football to be this tone deaf and to be oblivious to the situation that just happened with Kyrie Jackson and him and multiple people losing their lives, the situation that happened with Henry Ruggs that led to people losing their lives as well. And then you look at Andy Reid and his son, what happened in that situation as well, right? There are multiple of examples that should tell Mike Gundy to not say what he said during the Big 12 media day. Like, I just don't understand why this would come out of his mouth. And for a guy that's been a head coach at Oklahoma State University since 2005, you cannot be that oblivious to the times and how reckless drinking and driving is to sit up there in front of people and say, I thought to myself, I've probably done this 1,000 times, which you probably have, but I just don't think that's the right messaging and the right thing for you to say out loud. That is nothing for you to say on a microphone in front of a camera and think people aren't going to talk about it.
That's an excellent job by Harry bringing up Henry Ruggs, people died, bringing up Kyrie Jackson, that was last week, he died. It's an embarrassment, the way Mike Gundy spoke. He spoke like a real asshole, so I'm going big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, like I told you today, huge day on ESPN Radio. The V Foundation raising money for cancer research. Amber Wilson hosting Greeny today. They couldn't have picked anyone better. Amber stopped by unsportsmanlike this morning, 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern every morning on ESPN Radio. And she spoke about how important today is to her.
Well, first of all, hey guys, thanks so much for having me, and thanks so much for everything that you guys are doing today. I mean, this is really my biggest honor working at ESPN, which is crazy to say because you guys know, well, maybe Canty doesn't know, but Evan and Michelle know that when you're in this business for your whole life, I mean, your dream is to end up at ESPN, right? Canty might have had some other dreams before that, but your dream is to end up here at ESPN. And I never imagined that by the time I got here and could say those four letters, that actually the coolest part of it would be getting to do today each and every year. So this has been such an incredible honor for me all of these years that I've been involved in V Foundation Day. And that's because, yeah, I had breast cancer. I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I was 32 years old and I was healthy as can be. And so I think that that's really important to note, because a lot of people, when you hear those statistics, like you just threw out, Evan, 1 in 3 women and all of that, you're thinking, oh yeah, but you know, they're 90. I think a lot of people who haven't been touched by cancer might have that thought process in his or her mind. And the reality is that the cancer rates are raising exponentially amongst people under 40 years old, and they're scrambling to find out why, which is in part what all of this cancer research that the V Foundation is raising funds for goes towards, because we need to find out why cancer rates, particularly in young people, have been skyrocketing in recent years. But I was one of those young people. I had no idea about any sort of family history. It wasn't on my radar. I didn't have a grandmother or a mother who had breast cancer. I mean, it was just nowhere on my radar. And I could not have been healthier. I could not have been, in my opinion, taking care of my body better throughout my 20s, frankly. I was a personal trainer and all of that, and cancer came out of nowhere for me, and I felt a lump one day and really did not expect it to be anything, and it turned out to be everything. And I am so glad that I did not ignore it, even though I was convinced that it couldn't happen to me.
That's obviously a big deal. I dare you to say it's not a big deal. It's obviously a big deal. Remember, tune into ESPN Radio today, and if you can support, you support all the cancer research that the V Foundation is doing. Excellent job by her. Great job by all of them on ESPN Radio. That's a big deal. And that right there is another edition. A big deal or not a big deal brought to us by Caneswear and Davey, where we get all the big deals on all of our local South Florida sports teams apparel. Visit caneswear.com. Get all of your gear, all the big deals at caneswear.com. Yes! Excellent job by everybody today. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Thanks to everyone behind the scenes for all your hard work, and of course, for everyone listening. Make sure you like, you rate, you comment. You do all that good stuff. It's great for the algorithm. We'll talk to you on Zaslow Show 2.0 tomorrow. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba? That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo, because more is always brewing.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.